Wednesday night, Chodesh Halvavos.
Or Le Chavdalad Nisan.
We're at the end of, we're going to learn again the end of Perek Hamishi in Chodesh Halvavos, Shari Yichud HaMaisa. We're at the end of Perek Hamishi. He's talking about the different enticements of the Yetzer Hara. They sound funny, they sound weird, they sound crazy, but Lamaisa, this is exactly what the Yetzer Hara tells you to do, the things he talked about. At the end of the perek, at the end of the next perek, I believe at the end of Perek Vov, yeah, at the end of Perek Vov, he says, I'm just giving you a little taste. This long, 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 long perek, he says, it's just a taste. Really, there's tens, hundreds of different things the Yetzer Hara tries to get you to do. I just gave you a taste. And again, his main yesod is that you have to confront it with the truth, that its enticements are sheker, and really it should be and is easy to chase away the Yetzer Hara. That's what he thinks. But that's what his position is, because he just, all the things it tells you, you just have to confront it with the truth, right? When it makes you think that the mitzvah is so, so hard to do, and the pleasure of the Avera is so gishmak, so you confront it with the truth, that the pleasure of the Avera is very fleeting, lasts a few seconds, and the tsar of the mitzvah is also fleeting, right? He says you can fast the whole day, but you know, 2 hours after the fast ends, your belly's full, you don't remember, right? It's not like the joke, oh, was I thirsty, right? It's not like that joke. So, and et cetera, and all the things. We're up to the end now. We're going to start from page Kuf Tzadik, the last four lines. V'chasar lo shishoma lo. V'chasar lo shishoma lo ta'ameitz nafshecha b'yozmosa. That's what he talked about before now, about to say, you know, it's enough, you learn halacha and you know what to do. What do you have to spend any more time on lomdus, on iyun, on trying to figure things out, which we've shown him? You're not going to get any honor from it, any respect. You spend your time with things that people will respect you for. Okay, you have to learn, you have to know what to do, so you'll, you know, and okay, you don't listen. Yira b'cha, he will shoot at you. That's his poetic way of talking here in the whole parak. Chitzei hakina, the arrows of jealousy, l'chaveirecha. How? Imitzlichu b'limut, we're talking about Talmud Torah now. We'll see in the next paragraph about mitzvahs. Here he's talking about learning, because that's what he was talking about till now. In the previous paragraph. Imitzlichu b'limutim b'lodecha. If they know more than you, or they know it better than you, they remember what they learned, and they, you know, you look at them and, you know, you feel that they're more matzliach than you in learning. So the Yetzer Hara, you know, there's two types of jealousy. Kinasofrim is a good thing if it leads to tarbe chochma, if it leads to action. If it spurs you, if it's a motivator, then it's very good to be jealous of the guy that gets up in the morning to learn, stays in the base of the night to learn, chazes, knows what he learned, remembers because he chazes, steady, consistent. So you should be jealous of just a person, and you should say, you know, why not me? Me too. I want to be like that also. That would be wonderful. Obviously, that's not what the Yetzer Hara is not giving you, that kind of jealousy that motivates you to become better. He's giving you the jealousy that your reaction is to knock them down, to shoot them down. Notar talahem, so you hold it against them. V'tachshov lahamimam ulahashpilam, you try to belittle them, right? You say, these guys, an example. I'll give a real life example. Maybe it's not nice to give, but I'll give it because it's real life. Let's say people go to Rav Pagros Shir, a Midyomi. So you have, it's a specific program, and they learn a specific way, let's say, and they learn without Rashi, let's say. I don't especially care for that, but they do, you know, and they chaza, And there are many people. Now, a person who has a different Seder Halimud, you won't find that person belittling what they do. You'll see. But people that don't go to Shia, and then they feel like they have to excuse themselves. So, right? Because regular people there, how come I'm not doing that? So this is what he's talking about. I'm just giving an example. It could be a thousand examples. You know, so he says, they don't really know it, they don't really this, they don't that, they don't this. And you hear, people belittle it, and they make light of it, or they say anything, anything, they say a lot of things. And it really, it's because they're really jealous. They have to excuse themselves why they're not there. So they belittle it, and that's what he's talking about, such a thing. I just picked it as an example. What's 10 minutes, 50 minutes, what's it worth? People do this, unfortunately. They do it in all areas of life. He's talking about it, about learning, that you feel when you have low self-esteem. So kinaso from Tarbar Chochma means you pick yourself up. And what he's talking about is you put the other fellow down. And this way you feel better, unfortunately. You look for their faults, and everybody has faults. You say, but they don't really understand it. They don't really this. He doesn't know. And now he has this fantastic description of jealousy, which I think this is like the most insightful description of jealousy which exists. Like such clever words, as if they stole from you your intelligence, they took it away from you. Like, why are they smart? Why do they know how to learn? Like, you're reacting as if they took something from you. Whatever they are, what they are, and you are what you are. What does it bother you? What they are, and you go learn what you have to learn. And like, why are they entering your world even? But that's what jealousy is. That's really my car. I don't have a car because he has the car. I don't have money because he has money. And that's really the Chavis Halavis. I don't know if everybody agrees with this, and I don't know what a psychologist would say, that the root of jealousy is, the Chavis Halavis would say, the root of jealousy is the feeling that you don't have because he has. That's what he would say. Because he says it in other places in the Sefer regarding stop being jealous of someone, of someone's car, of someone's whatever, house. Jealous. As if they took it away from you. Because otherwise it's like totally irrational. This is also irrational. They didn't take it away from you. And if you're better than them, then what does the Yetzirah do? He certainly tries to get you to belittle them and to look down on them and to be condescending. You look down upon them, which is terrible. The Tashpilaim are on the top of Kuf Tzadik Aleph now. The Tashpilaim, and you belittle them. He's not a Lamdin. He doesn't have Bekiyas. He doesn't know anything other than the few blot that he learned with his chavrusa. With farsim ezeba homon, and you end up talking to others about it. But tisgab atzmacha, and meanwhile you pump yourself up with gaiva. But tispar betfunoscha ad shetitan yedias mashencha yodea. Then you really pass a red line, and this is very dangerous for any rav. Which everybody is subject to this Yetzirah, right? You don't want to admit you don't know, so you start fudging it, and you make believe you do know, rather than say you don't know, because you know everything, right? You're the man, so you don't want to say you don't know. But tikbar ruchacha mililmod, and soon it becomes a situation like you don't want anybody to catch you learning Mishnah Berurah. What do you mean you don't know Mishnah Berurah yet? You don't want anybody to catch you learning Mishnayos. Doesn't pass to learn Mishnayos. Mishnayos, who learns Mishnayos? Children learn Mishnayos. Who learns Mishnayos? The Yoram Lipcha Beis Halimud, the Tokuz Kasher Makshim Alecha, and if someone has the audacity to call out and ask a question, you get annoyed. Of course, this, again, there are very famous people that got annoyed when people called out different cheshbon. You know, Rav Abba would not let us call out. Rav Aaron Kotler was famous, would be very annoyed when people interrupted the shiur. They're talking about now interrupt the flow, and then, you know, and people are listening, and it's very Rav Aaron LaMarshall, very, very complicated. You had a whole cheshbon. Rav Aaron gave shiurim that connected like 17 threads on being connected. So the guy that wants to pop up during the shiur because he thinks he has a question, and of course 80% of the time they don't know what they're talking about, 80% of the time, and meanwhile he's breaking everybody's concentration, and you're trying to connect 17 threads. With Rav Abba, it wasn't 17 threads, but it was very, very deep, and everybody is like listening to him, and you know, you're misamek in the inyan, and all of a sudden someone pops up with, you know, it breaks everybody's concentration. He's obviously not talking about that. He's talking about that, you know, some an annoyance of gaiva, which also happens at times. The tokutz kasher makshim alecha, the tarbe liaches la'atzmucha sayidia, and this builds up more and more. But this hader biacheska lechavercha, and you will, this is a mamish miskabid beklon chavero, that you build yourself up by belittling and saying how little the other person knows. V'tishader b'yachescho l'chaverecho choser yediya, v'tispoer b'achlomas amisecho, which is mamish, now you're talking ain't no chelik olam abba, you're talking about serious stuff. V'oz yisholulu mimcho musrei balei hachochma, and all, there's a lot of musr in Shas, the way a Talmud Chacham should act, the way a Talmud Chacham should be, his attitude, his thoughts, his humility. So you will not, this person will not have any of this. You will lose, you won't have Musrei Balei HaChochma, all the Musr, all the way Chazal describe a person who's a Talmud Chacham, the way he should be, the way he should act. B'yachas l'shem uludoso, you'll lose it all. You won't have any of that. Okay, we'll stop here.